Well, welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and I have one of my favorite guests back in the studio today. It's Susie Karakes, and one of the reasons I like her so much is that she has podcast suggestion ideas. We did one about a year ago about using your app to go to Walmart so that when it's 120 degrees out, you don't have to get out of your car. They'll just come deliver your groceries to your car. And she's done some other things. Susie, in case you don't know, is the Apple person in charge of the Computer Club. And so if you have Apple products, you're probably, and you're a member of the Computer Club, you're probably familiar with her. If you're a new resident and have some questions about Apple products, joining the Computer Club next season would probably be a really good idea for you. But today she's in talking about the new Apple Watch. Susie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Welcome.
So what is the model number of this one, the latest one that you're going to talk about?
Today we're talking about the new Apple Watch Series 4 because it's incremental in design and utility. So it's a big leap from the last watch.
And what are the principal benefits of it?
The principal benefits, other than staying connected, like with your phone, texts, and emails, and the earlier watch versions certainly keep you healthy and active, monitoring your daily workouts. What's different about this, the Apple Watch Series 4, is that it can do an ECG on your wrist. It can call emergency for you immediately. And it has, the most important thing I think for us boomers here is it has fall detection. It can detect if you slip, fall, or trip. It has a special accelerometer and gyroscope inside that knows the difference between falling forward, falling down, and slipping backward. And you get an automated message on your wrist that'll say, oh, it looks like you took a hard fall or you slipped. Are you okay? And you could always say, yeah, I fell. I'm okay. Or you can simply hit the slider feature for SOS and it'll immediately call SOS for you. Now, let's say you knocked yourself out.
Yeah.
You fell and knocked yourself out really good, which has happened. The phone, after 60 seconds, will automatically call emergency. And because of GPS, global positioning, it knows where you are and the ambulance will come. It, at this time in your emergency contacts, it will text them your location that you're being, you know, transferred to a hospital or from one hospital to a room. And so your emergency contacts, which I always suggest that people have three in there, they will be notified of where you're at this time. We have a lot of people living alone in here, and we are getting up there in age. And, you know, when you're all by yourself and you take a hard fall sometimes, no one might know. I mean, a few years ago, we did have a lady who fell in her driveway. And, of course, it was later in the evening. I think she was taking up her garbage bins or whatever. But it was getting dark and no one saw her for hours. And the thing that's nice about this is that it's right on your wrist. And you can just hit a side feature, too, at any moment if you're in any situation and press the slider feature to come on, and it will immediately call EMS. The phones come with cell or Wi-Fi, so if your phone is near you, it automatically receives any of the information through Wi-Fi that your phone is receiving, that even could be receiving through cellular. But what's great about the Apple Watch Series 4 is that you can have cellular right on the watch where you don't need to be in a certain distance range of your iPhone. So let's say you took out the garbage and fell, had the watch on, your iPhone could be in the house, but you still have this cellular device that you could use in an emergency. So the other thing is that we're monitoring our health more than just our active calories and workout and training. We want to know if we have a high blood pressure, low blood pressure, if we have an irregular heartbeat. This electrocardiogram is so easy to do There's two new electrodes built into the crystal and the crown that it creates a closed loop. So if I simply put my right finger on the crown and the wristband is on the left, it creates a closed loop with the heart and can do an ECG, because that's where the impulses, the electrical impulses, are felt from the heart anyway. And so it records 60 seconds. It stores it in your health chart, which could be just sent off in a text to your doctor if you were concerned. Or you can have alerts set up if you're if the heart rate is beating too slow. You could have alerts set up if the heart is just beating too fast. So just these two features alone make it worth the fee. I've had friends this year that have had a lot of friends and neighbors who've had a lot of emergencies, whether they fell, whether there was a fire, whether it was a stroke or a heart attack. And what happens is the brain blocks out. We don't know how to dial the phone. My next article will be about what happens when, you know, how to practice some of these things ahead of time, because with this new emergency slider feature on the phones, and all locked phones can still dial 911. Yeah. And a lot of people, they go into a panic, and I've had at least three people tell me that they weren't able to call 911.
And if you're having a stroke, you can't talk.
No, and you can't talk. But if you've fallen and there's no response, an ambulance comes. So it's like Apple covered the basis in this area, and it would be wonderful if the boomers were brought to the attention of this, because you can even set up your location with your children or your specific others, your emergency contacts, and always know where you are. And so under location services, you can share that location, not just with someone that you're sharing an Apple ID with, but someone outside of your Apple ID. All these settings, it's just a matter of learning all these settings and doing them all. But when you buy an Apple Watch and they set it up with your Apple ID and password, it automatically adapts to everything you already have on your iPhone. So it kind of mirrors that. But you still have the options of adding or deleting specific things that work better with the watch. And so from there, you can make better choices for yourself how to use this watch. Not only that, but Apple will send you a little email as soon as you buy a watch, and you have a time frame where you can go and have like a little online class, a one-on-one online class, how to make sure that you have this all paired, all signed in, that you have all these new features tuned in. Mm-hmm. So, and not only that, but our medical facilities, our younger doctors are walking in with their iPads and their Surfaces, and they're using a lot of these monitoring devices. And they may suggest to you, if you have, for instance, like low blood sugar, apps to have on that work with the Bluetooth from one device to another and records this, like your low blood sugar or whatever, low heart rate. And there's special apps that they ask you to have that are automatically sent off to them. The wonderful feature on all our iPhones is the new health app, which is a few years old. And in the archive of my View articles, you can read, I specifically ask everyone to learn where this heart app is, to complete the medical ID tab, to make sure that you hit edit and go all the way down and add a couple emergency contacts. Then you'll see another tab at the bottom that says sources. And this is all the sources that you can connect into the health app that maybe your doctor is asking you to record or to monitor. Mm-hmm. The next tab is called the health tab, health data tab, and it records your activity, it records your sleep, it can record four different kinds of areas for your health. And then there's a portion at the bottom that says you can upload your health records. So your doctors are now going all on digital records. And when you ask for your blood work now, they tell you, well, go online, don't they? They tell you, go online, print it off yourself. If I print it off, it's a buck a page. So I tell people, you know, get your patient portal, find out, you know, what your login is directly from your doctor, and you can log directly into your patient chart through your iPhone. Mm-hmm. So that's what's so nice also about having this Apple Watch Series 4, is that all these things just automatically fall into your health app. And on the watch, there's a special heart. There's two special apps that also work with your health. There's the ECG app, and then there's a heart app so that you can constantly monitor your blood pressure and, you know, your heart rate, your activity. What's wonderful in here is we have trainers in here and that tell you that if you come into my room, I will monitor with you, because you can co-monitor your device, share your settings with a trainer, and they can also monitor your activity and if you're keeping up or not keeping up. And so, and the health app does that too. Like if you tell it, I want to run so hard and so far, it'll tell you if you're keeping up or not keeping mm-hmm. up. So there's a new pace setter in the gyroscope and a cellometer. So when you're out running, it knows exactly what you're doing and if you're living up to your what you're supposed to be doing. So it's absolutely so fascinating. But today I really wanted to cover mostly about staying connected and knowing about these new features, because if we slip, fall, or trip, sometimes we're all by ourselves.
Yeah.
And no one knows what's happened to us.
Okay. So a number of questions have occurred to me while you were talking. First of all, like many residents here, I have atrial fibrillation. Does the watch have a feature that
That's exactly what it monitors in the ECG. So once you put your finger on the crown and you're in that heart app, it will detect AFib. It can't detect the internal mechanics if you're actually having a heart attack, but it can monitor the heart rate, the electrical impulses. And so it knows if you're going into AFib, which is an irregular heartbeat. Mm-hmm. It means that the ventricles aren't beating in unison and you could pass out. So it's important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay. Another question is that at some point the watch needs to be recharged. So you're going to have it off your wrist, I assume, at night, which is when mm-hmm. most of us charge our devices. Is it still able to monitor your sleep and other things when it's off?
No, not when it's off. Because the
so
electrodes...
it has to be on your wrist.
Yes, have to be on. But I always suggest to people to, at first, when you're going, you know, when you're at a restful, calm stay, to, of course, keep your charger. I want all devices charged by your bedside at night so that you're ready to go during the day. And we do live on the San Andreas Fault. I always think we should be charged up and ready to go. But if you're really watching your heart, it doesn't take long for the phone to charge off its charger. I'm sorry, the watch to charge. And then you would just simply put it back on. And one point here is that it's really important that that watch is snug and not loose, because if it's flinging around, it'll think that you're slipping or falling. And not only that, but if it's not snug, it can't really read your heart rate. So that is important. So a lot of people have told me they, after it's charged up, maybe in the evening, they will put it back on while they go to sleep. But I do suggest that it be snug on you so that it's not going off. And there is a countdown that sounds, because you have 60 seconds to respond if it thinks something's wrong. And if you don't say, I'm okay, or, you know, silence it, it'll have a 3-2-1 count and actually call EMS. So mm-hmm. if it thinks when you're tossing in bed that you might have fallen, depending how you sleep, you know, it could call emergency. So that's why I say have it on really snug at night, mm-hmm. you know, if you're really watching that.
Okay. And finally, how much does a watch cost?
Okay.
And is it extra to have these services available?
The only thing extra on the watch to add would be to have the cellular on the watch, because that's a service with another provider. Okay, so get that part is a little bit more. But if you're talking about your health, it's penny wise, pound foolish, right? So the Apple Watches start, depending how you design the casing, how dressy you want them to be, but they start from the 250s up, all right, 250 up. But and when people tell me that's a lot of money, I say, yes, but you're wearing a Fitbit and a watch, add it up. I say, you're wearing a Fitbit, a watch, and a gold bracelet, add that up. What does that all do for you? okay, this has your cellular, you know, your calls, your text, your messages. When someone calls you on your Apple Watch, whether you have cellular or not, you can there's quick responses where you can accept or decline the call or say, hi, I'm okay. It has quick responses that you can respond.
I would answer that, and you're laying in your driveway at night for an hour, how much is it worth to you
right.
to have emergency come and get you?
Right, right. Especially if you're in pain or you're hurting. And, yeah, I have had a lot of friends who have had a tough year that way.
Mm-hmm.
And without getting into specifics, it's what, you know,
well,
prompted
every year that me. Goes by,
we, right. It we... prompted me to say, hey, you know, there are things out there. There is technology, that is out there to help the boomers, and the boomers just need to be open to it.
That's right. So to talk about, there is a service that people can subscribe to for the benefits, or did
no, I it's mis- automatic.
It's only the cellular.
Only the cellular.
You buy
everything
the watch
else,
and all the things you describe
right, are with
are
it.
Included.
Yes.
With the package.
Right. It's not. That's the makeup of the watch. Okay. So because you're using GPS, you're using the accelerometer that's built in. You're using the electrodes that are built in. So it's all built into the watch. There mm-hmm. isn't anything. All your privacy is secure to your Apple ID and your name. Apple doesn't know anything about you. They have the highest security. And so, yeah, the only thing that you would have to purchase is the cellular, which is an outside provider.
Which is nothing.
Or if your doctor were to say to you, I want you to have this glucose app on your phone, then it would be up to you to purchase the app if it cost, and it would be up to you to give the permissions, because on an Apple device, you have to give the permission to have that third-party app be read. Mm-hmm. It's just not automatic. I say that your Apple ID and your password are almost more important than your Social Security now, and that it's so important to mm-hmm. memorize it as equally in your brain now mm-hmm. so that you could have access to all these things in a crisis.
Okay, well, Susie has done a number of articles, and I think some of your presentations at the computer club were mm-hmm. recorded. Well, we're going to put those up along when this is released. And in addition to all that, if you have questions, if you go to the Apple website, what's the address?
Well, if you just go to the apple.com, type in apple.com and go to watch.
Yeah.
There you are. They show videos. They show explanations. And, you know, they call the Apple Watch the intelligent guardian because it watches over you. And perhaps today with our medical care we have here, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, just go to apple.com and go to the watch. And it'll have several little vignette videos. You can go to testimonials and see people who were stuck in car accidents but were able to call 911 because they had the watch on their wrist, you know.
Okay, people. Well, all of these wonderful advances are available to you, but you've got to go out and get them.
Right.
They're not going to be delivered to your house unless you ask for it. So, Susie, thank you for coming in and bringing this to our attention. And have a good summer, and I'll look forward to our next podcast.
Thank you, too.
To the audience, if you enjoyed this, please tell a friend, especially if they have an Apple Watch. Bye-bye.